T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back to hour number 2 of this Tuesday edition on a dreary Tuesday morning in Pittsburgh. You found the Cook and Pony Show. Andrew, I my memory isn't what it used to be. I don't remember much by yesterday, but I believe our next guest once turned down $70 million in a contract offer. Am I correct on remembering that or not?
I think it might have been 80.
Might have been 80? Yeah. Okay. Well, he certainly was worth every penny, and if not more. I'm talking about former Steelers nose tackle Chris Hoke.
Come on, Cookie. Listen, tell the whole story. It was $80 million total deal to go play for the Cleveland Browns and decided to come here and take a fraction of that for 3 Super Bowl appearances and 2 rings.
The Patriots actually offered 90, but they were gonna
be part of a cheating organization.
Exactly.
Oh, there you go. We're right out of the box here. That's just great.
I have morals.
That is really really. I can't believe we're starting off ripping the Patriots.
How are you doing,
Chris?
I'll tell you what, I am doing really well. I'm excited for the season to start. It's interesting. There's so much drama, so much to talk about right now. We're sitting in it should be a dead period, and right now it's there's a lot going on with the Steelers, and now a lot of anticipation, speculation, what's going to happen in 2019. It's interesting.
All right, let's get right to it. Your thoughts on the Steelers' offer to Le'Veon and his decision to turn it down.
Well, I think everybody knew that if he didn't get what he wanted, he made it very clear in rap songs, on Twitter and everything, that he wanted $17 million a year. And in my opinion, I believe the Steelers' offer to him, what's being reported, the five-year, $70 million contract, $33 million guaranteed, is more than fair.
Now, who is giving you where are you getting the guaranteed number from, Chris? Because
– well, you're getting that from Ian Rappaport, right? I mean, he's the guy. He's the NFL insider.
Okay.
He has the inside scoop. I think he's more connected.
See, I'm seeing that he would have made $30 million plus in the first 2 years, but that nothing was guaranteed beyond the first year.
Okay, well, let me go with your number then, Pony. Okay. Let's go with $30 million plus. Let's say $30 million guaranteed in the first 2 years. I mean, you're looking at some of these NFL running backs right now. That is more. That's millions more than any other NFL running back in the NFL, right? The most right now that's guaranteed in this contract is Leonard Fournette at $27 million guaranteed his contract. That's one of those rookie deals, right? Because he's coming in one of those guaranteed contracts pretty much. Ezekiel Elliott is next with $24.956 million. I mean, he's shattering that. He's making at $14.544 million this year. The next closest guy is Devontae Freeman at $8.25 million. I mean, I just don't know how you justify trying to squeeze more money out of a team when you are going to make exponentially more than the other running backs in the NFL.
Chris, it almost sounds like you blame the Steelers equally here for going that high.
I think it's high. I mean, think about it right now. At 14.5, I mean, I've done a lot of studies. I've been doing a lot of thinking about this, looking at the numbers. At $14.544 million, he's going to make this year. He's taken up nearly 8% of the salary cap. The second most on the team, about 7.5 to 8%. And, you know, it's when you try to get more and more money, it's very difficult. If you look at the salary cap for the Steelers, the top 10 players in the salary cap are taking 53% of the salary cap. That means you got 43 guys, and the bottom 43 players are only getting 47% of the salary cap. It makes it difficult. You see it over and over again, year after year, when a guy signs a huge contract. It hurts your team because now you can't go out and sign other good players. You got to sign minimum wage players to fill out your roster, and it makes it difficult throughout the season with injuries and with other things that happen, just the attrition of a season to sustain winning throughout the year.
Well, that's how you end up with John Bostic at inside linebacker, Chris. You got to go bargain shopping at an important position.
Well, look at the Baltimore Ravens, right? And listen, the quarterback, it's an important position. They get paid more than anybody else. When Baltimore Ravens won the Super Bowl, they signed Joe Flacco to the richest contract in NFL history, right?
Yep.
They had to get rid of how many defensive players did they have to get rid of? I mean, a bunch of studs. They've never been the same since. You can't sustain winning, and you can't sustain playing at a high level and the attrition of a season when you're paying people a ridiculous amount of money. And I know people say, you know, he's worth a lot of money, but not worth the kind of money. The Steelers came up to meet him. You have to meet somewhere in the middle. He didn't come down and meet him.
Chris, you're in the Steelers locker room, okay? You see this happening. How do you look at Le'Veon? Do you welcome him back with open arms for one more year? Do you look at him as being greedy? Do you look at him as putting his own interests ahead of the team? Or do you just say, hey, you know what? This is a business here, and we respect what he chose to do.
Listen, you welcome him back with open arms. He's your buddy. He's your teammate. Absolutely. I think some of the guys think he's greedy and wish that he would take the money and stay with the team and win for more years and be a positive contributor to the Pittsburgh Steelers' success. But you know that what will overtake that will be their friendships, their teammates. He's had his hand in the pile this season, and he's helping them win ball games. I think it'll be more so next offseason if he ultimately leaves the Pittsburgh Steelers and goes to another team. I mean, let's say he goes to a team and he's going to go and take more money, but he's not going to be happy, and he's going to be playing for a losing organization most likely, and his career probably will not last as long going somewhere else.
Chris, I want to just get you, because it sounds like, based on the conversation so far, that you're insinuating this. Do you think in today's NFL, having a running back by committee, where you're spreading the workload and paying, you know, maybe $4 or $5 million combined for your running backs, is a better way to go than what the Steelers are doing right now?
Well, that's been the formula for several of the past Super Bowl champions, right? They haven't had a star running back. And let's be honest, Le'Veon Bell is special. He is a workhorse. He does a phenomenal job at running the ball and catching the ball in the backfield, picking up blitzes. He does it all. But at what detriment of the team, right? And so your question is, could you take the money that you're paying him and get a handful of running backs and pay them a fraction of what you're going to play Le'Veon Bell? And then take the remaining money and distribute that throughout your roster.
Yes.
To bring in higher quality players. I absolutely believe that at the end of the day, you would be a better team with that plan.
We're talking to Steelers insider Chris Hoke. You see him do great work on KDK TV2, played a lot of years with the Steelers at nose tackle. Okay, Chris, I mean, they're a week away from training camp. Now, he's probably not going to be there. I think we can assume that. I don't think he's going to miss any games. Do you like where this team is a week before training camp?
Listen, he's going to come. Cookie, in my mind, with him talking about having the greatest season of his career, with him talking about, next year, imminent free agency, this is important for him to get into camp and not let what happened in September of 2017 to happen in September of 2018. Because if it happened once, okay, you missed training camp. Happens twice, is this a pattern? Is this going to happen in 2019? And that doubt in other teams' minds will then lower his number next season in free agency. So to answer your question, I know I'm kind of going sidetracked there, but just to give context, I believe that he will be there earlier. I think that he will be there sometime in camp, maybe when they break camp and come back to the south side. I believe it'll be sooner than the Monday before the first game, so he can have time to get his legs underneath and maybe play a preseason game or two, take a few snaps.
Interesting.
Do I like where they're at? I think this is a team with the offense they have, with Ben Roethlisberger still playing good ball, with the receivers that are the best receiving corps in the NFL, a defense that is growing and getting better. I think they got a chance to be special this year.
So you think that there's a better chance one extreme happens, he shows up early, than the other extreme, which was brought up yesterday, and that's take it into the season and make your goal for this year in 2018 to come out of it healthy and preserve your body for free agency. You think there's a better chance he shows up early than late? Do you think there's a chance he shows up late, Chris?
Pony, are you going to walk away from $9 million guaranteed? He will not make that up. Doesn't matter how big his contract is, he will not make up $9 million. And for him to walk away from $9 million guaranteed, there's no way in my mind, it would blow my mind if he was to do that.
Chris, that's why I think he's an idiot for not taking the $70 million bucks. Because think about the things we're discussing right now. You take the $70 million, you've got some peace of mind, you're playing for an organization that you're familiar with, you've got a chance to win championships. So
he goes out and signs a $70 million contract with the Cleveland Browns next year. He signs a $70 million contract with the New York Jets, the Buccaneers, or some team, right? He'll never get that $9 million back that he's going to lose if he sits out the games that he needs to sit out.
Do you think he'll get more than he was offered by the Steelers in free agency next year?
I think there's some crazy teams out there that don't manage their team the way the Steelers do, and then they wonder why they can never get over the top and have a winning organization. So there could be an opportunity out there to make more money, but it's an organization that's always going to be bottom dweller.
Well, he's got to stay healthy, too. That's his risk here. I mean, if he gets hurt, he's not going to get that money. That's the risk he's taken.
And if he goes down, he doesn't have a great year. For one reason or another, you know, they have injuries off the line, heaven forbid, or just the offense doesn't click. With the new year with Coach Finkner as offensive coordinator, which I highly doubt that will happen because he's a great coach and Ben's still playing well. A lot of factors here. Things have to totally fall in line for him to get that big contract next offseason.
Explain to us why training camp, besides just what he did to start the season last year, the first three games, his numbers being way down, why do you think training camp is important for him in terms of having a good year?
Well, it's reps. It's just getting your legs underneath you. It's a feel, it's timing, it's rhythm, it's everything. It's chemistry, right? Even though he played last year with these guys, every year's a new year. Guys get faster, guys get stronger, guys get quicker, guys slow down, they get slower, they're not as strong. There are different variables to an offensive team, the 11 that go on the field, that are different every single year. And so you've got to get in and you've got to feel that. And that takes time to develop. That chemistry takes time to develop. And you can't just do it by showing up and thinking, well, I did it last year. Every single year is a new year. And so being at training camp, getting your legs underneath you, getting like the fatigue and the lactic acid that builds up and pulling it out and you know working it out and then strengthening your legs. Every time that happens, your legs get stronger. They get underneath you and there's more endurance there. All that takes time, and you need to be in camp to do that.
Well, he talked about it even the other day when he was picked as the fifth best player in the league in that NFL Network poll. He admitted that he got off to a slow start and said it wasn't so much in sync with his offensive line, but he didn't feel like he was in sync with Ben in the passing game. So he finally conceded. He denied it all last year, but he finally conceded that it was a reason in him getting off to a slow start. That's why I do think there's a chance he shows up. I'm with you. I don't think it's a good chance, but the more he plays, I mean, the better he plays, the more he'll get. And, Chris, I don't think he's going to play in an exhibition game, and I think there's ways that you can, you know, limit his contact in camp, but yet he is there still getting the reps.
But is that
with
contact
his teammates
important, you think?
I don't. Let's ask Chris that.
I think a little bit of contact, but really, you've seen great running backs. And Cook, you got a good point there. There's been great running backs over the last 10 years. That I mean, Adrian Peterson, when he was in his prime, didn't take snaps in games and still came out and played well. So, you know, does he have to have contact? It'd be great. But I think the biggest thing is being out there and running and going full speed but not being hit or being thumped but not being taken to the ground by his teammates is something that he needs. And listen, if he wants to go out on the market and bet on himself, he needs to help himself out and be in camp early and get himself ready to have a full 16 games where he can showcase his skills.
Let's go through some of the numbers from last year, Chris. His rushing yards per carry went down. 2016, it was 4.9. It was down to 4 last year. His yards per game went from 105.7 down to 86.
Those rushing yards.
Those are rushing yards
not
per
total
game.
Yards.
Yeah, rushing yards per game. His long runs of more than 20 yards or more, he was 34th among running backs. So the question I'm getting to is, did your eyes see a running back of diminished skill last year? Could you make the argument that Le'Veon Bell is in the decline and is on the downward part of his career?
Well, that's two different questions, Pony. Yeah, you can make the argument. Do I think he's on a decline? I don't think he's on a decline. I think it was a circumstance. I don't think he was at his best last year because he was not ready to go when the season started. I mean, people want to talk about, you just made a big point, 4.9 down to 4.0. And people want to say, well, it's the first month that affected those numbers. Guys, listen, It was 3.5 yards per carry week one to three. Week four to 17, only 4.1. That, even 4.1 is way off his best at 4.9 the year before. So it doesn't, that first, take the first month out. Even 4.1 is way below his 4.9. So that, to me, it just adds more credit and more to the argument of Le'Veon Bell must be in camp to have his best season.
Do you think he could have the season he had in 2017 and still go out and get $70 million, or does he have to be better this season?
I think, well, listen, if he hits, if he's on par with where he was in 2016, he's, I think he's got to be better than the 4.1 this year to get that big contract. And he's a year older. Guys, listen, he's a year older. He's closer to 30. So if somebody will want to extend their contract out 5 years and give him that huge money, you got, in order to pay that kind of money and not hurt your roster, you've got to extend that contract out as far as you can. And if his numbers are declining this year again, and they're lower, they're in that 4.0 to 4.1 range, it's going to be hard to justify a huge contract.
His agent came out and told Adam Schefter that he wants Bell to get paid like the top wide receivers in free agency this year, Sammy Watkins, Jarvis Landry, and we would all agree that Bell is better than both of those players, but they play different positions. So do you think that running back should get paid like wide receivers?
Listen, it's always been like that. Certain positions are weighted heavier in terms of payment than others. You look at a right tackle and a left tackle. A left tackle is always going to get paid more than a right tackle. A receiver is always going to get paid more than a running back. It just is what it is, and that's always been like that.
Why do you think it's that way, Chris?
Then go play receiver. Then tell the Steelers that you no longer want to play running back. That you want to be a receiver to get that money. I mean, that's where you're slotted. I don't think that him being a running back, that's just how they're paid. That's how they're valued. And you know, I played nose tackle. Sure, I wish I could have played running back and gotten paid the money that running backs got paid. He plays the position he plays, and you know, you should get paid on par with what best players at that position get paid.
Chris, well, we're glad we started off ripping the Patriots, and we consider it a successful interview.
Yeah, anybody else you want to rip, Chris? You want to get anything else off your chest?
Yeah, Brady's not the GOAT. Belichick's not the best coach, and the Patriots cheat. Does that sum it up?
Yeah, that sums it up. But let me tell you, you got me dead on. You know my story. But I can't wait. I'm looking forward to coming in that first week of the season, being with you guys in the studio.
Well, we're looking forward to it too, Chris. Have a great day, man. We'll look forward
to Chris.
Seeing you at La Trobe,
all
okay?
All right, guys. Talk soon.
All right. Bye-bye. The great Chris Hoke came to you on the Fan Hotline. It's brought to you by Wright Automotive, the best deal in Pittsburgh.